Daniel Taylor P, and as promised, I said that I was gonna be back on Sunday, which is Super Bowl Sunday. So I'm watching the Super Bowl right now. Great. If you did see the halftime show, oh my god, I loved it. I love the fact that Usher had a lot of his homies that he rocks with on the stage, because he said he only had one special guest, but he had plenty of special guests. He had Jermaine Dupri, he had Ludacris, Lil Jon, Alicia Keys, her, and Will.i.am, and all that stuff on the halftime show. And I'm mad though, you know, he only had 15 minutes of the halftime show. Dang, I wish the halftime show would be longer so we can really, really jam. But he really did his thing, you know. Usher did his thing, you know. Music like that, it's hard to come by. It really is, music like that. And he went through some stuff when all those songs came out. He went through some things, so he talked about it. So hey, kudos to Usher. But I told y'all last time that I was gonna come back on Sunday to talk about the Bad Israel reunion, because we just had to talk about it. So I just finished watching it, and I didn't get the answers that I wanted, but it was definitely up and it stuck, because man, Scotty and Ada beef, like I said before, I wouldn't be fighting over no dude. I can't do that. I can't be fighting over no dude. And the fact of the matter is that they couldn't really talk about the beef. It was not, says a lot. But I mean, like I said, I couldn't fight over a man. I couldn't do that. But Ada made a really good point about her and Scotty fighting, because you got five rounds, right? Five rounds, and all rounds, Scotty did not win not one round. Okay, like I don't know what she thought in her mind, but okay. I don't think Scotty won any of those rounds that they had. And her and T, you know what I'm saying? You know, Scotty had the chance to run up on her twice, because, you know, if she really felt disrespected, then she should have handled that right then and there, but she didn't. I like the fact that she didn't hit her the first time, but the third time when somebody else started to run up and stuff, E.T. really thought that she was really bad during that time. E.T. and Rhodey thought that they were really doing a big one when they were fighting T, but really T handled all three of y'all. Scotty, E.T. and Rhodey, she handled all three of y'all. She didn't come out with no scratches. Like, Rhodey wig steady came off. E.T., I think T popped you a couple of times, so I don't even know. And then when you fought her again or whatever, you act like, you know, she was gonna be scared. Like, that whole thing was just stupid. It was just weird energy and stupid energy. But you can definitely tell who was the bullies out of all of them. It was Rhodey and E.T. trying to bully somebody. Like, y'all supposed to be baddies. That's not baddie material. That's just thinking that you hard. And then when people come back harder, you know, you think that, you know, you ain't finna get ate up. But you did. Tsatsiki really, like, messed up E.T. towards the end. Like, none of them hints that E.T. was throwing connected at all. Like, Tsatsiki was really getting in her ass. Rhodey was getting her ass whooped. Period. Now, Biggie, the fight with her and Biggie, I really, really wish that Biggie was, you know, on point with that fight, but I'll still give it to Biggie, because Rolly really thought that she can just bully somebody or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like, all Rolly has been doing this entire season is bully people. And she keeps talking about how people aren't real and stuff like that. Girl, I don't know. This whole weird energy vibe that you got going on, it's not correct. Okay? Like, your energy just been off. Way off. Ever since you tried to become, you know, skinny and all that other stuff. I mean, with you doing this, you know, I hope it's good for, you know, your health and stuff like that. And not because you want to, you know, be like everybody else, you know. Because I can't do that. Because I'm a big girl. You know, I got a big booty and big boobs. But going under the knife or whatever, I can't do that. I mean, somebody got to do suction or something. I don't know. But I can't do that surgery or whatever. But it's weird. It's been a weird season. But we only get part one of it. You know, with this reunion, I really wish they wouldn't talk beforehand. Like, what they gonna do or whatever. I just wish we just get to the reunion part and get to what we need to get to. And that's really finding out the answers to most of these questions. Like, what is the real beef between some of y'all? Because some of this beef is really weird and was really unnecessary, to be perfectly honest. People ganging up on T or whatever, that was really unnecessary. Like, really unnecessary. Scotty and T, unnecessary. Really unnecessary. Because honestly, both of them was kind of being brats. If I really had to put there be Scotty and T, they were just being brats. Scotty wants respect, but like T said, you gotta earn respect, and respect is not given to you. But with T, you know, yelling and stuff like that, yeah, that was just kind of like over the top. So I agree with Scotty on that one, but like, girl, just because you are part of the baddie franchise or whatever, and you're Natalie's friend, that doesn't mean that you get respect or whatever. Respect is earned, and respect goes both ways. So, yeah, that was unnecessary. E.T. really thinking that she was hard, that was unnecessary, and so was Rolly. Rolly was unnecessary. Her fighting T was just... ugh, it was just really unnecessary. And then Mariah, Lynn, and Suki, I really wish that they would become friends, because I think that they can really vibe off each other. I really think that Suki and Mariah, Lynn could really be, you know, a good duo or whatever. I mean, as you can see, Mariah would have had Suki's back with E.T., because as you see it with Chasiki, Mariah popped that Janet girl, because hey, that was her friend, like, better than Sapphire, you know. Mariah could have easily bopped E.T. If Suki said, hey, get that bitch, Mariah would have been like, all right, cool, boop, you know what I'm saying? Like, better than Sapphire, because Sapphire, I don't know what was that, you creating bonds and stuff like that with them, but they're throwing a drink at your friend, like, skip the bond. Like, I was trying to see it from her point of view of what really made her not step into fight for Suki with the ET thing. But then after I seen her fight Mariah, I'm like, okay, Sapphire, you trying to pick and choose. And that wasn't cool. That was really wasn't cool at all. Because I understand from, you know, Sapphire's point of view when she said that Suki was drunk, and then when Suki gets drunk, she's a different person. I understood that aspect, but then after the Mariah Lynn thing, I'm just like, okay, so you picking and choosing your path. You trying to redeem yourself. You redeem yourself with the wrong person, period. Because I don't think Mariah was trying to plan on Suki. Like, I don't really see her doing that and stuff like that. And Suki always talked about her, you know, her privates all the time. So I mean, even if Mariah was to show her naked pictures, it wasn't like Suki doesn't talk about her, you know, her vagina and stuff like that all the time. So I don't think Mariah has that vindictive mentality, that maliciousness as what Rowley or E.T. would. Because E.T. ran up on Natalie. Like, Natalie was the main issue. Like, oh, and then she talking about, oh, you didn't check up on me and stuff like that. Like Natalie said, like, y'all grown. You know what I mean? I can't be everywhere. Like, she jumped at Biggie about when Biggie had ran up on E.T. after, you know, they had their little fight or whatever. Like, Natalie came up to Biggie and was talking about, oh, how you messed up our money, you fumbled our bag and stuff like that. But E.T. thinking that Natalie had all this planned out for her to get jumped and all that other stuff. And it's like, nah. Nah, bro. You're a grown woman, just like everybody else. What your beef is, that's your beef. And I'm not saying that Natalie isn't messy. But I think with this season, I think she let a lot of them get away with stuff. I do. But, like I said, all of them is grown. Y'all need to handle y'all business. Like, why do you need a mediator for? Why do you need Natalie for? That's y'all, you know, that's y'all thing. If y'all got beef, figure it out and try to really mend it and stuff like that, you know? I don't know. And then, you know, big props to Camila with hugging Natalie and stuff like that, because their beef was long overdue. And like Camila said, I think social media had a lot to do with it. But I'm glad they got their boo-boo-boo, you know, they beef handled. And, you know, at least Camila was mature enough to be like, yo, let's, you know, this ain't fake, this is real. And same with Natalie. I give Natalie her props even after the fight, after they fought, like, how they can squash this and stuff like that. Because they're both mothers, you know? They're both mothers, and, you know, at some point, somebody has to say, you know, hey, we need to squash all this. So, big kudos on that part. So, let's see what happens next week. Because Chisiki definitely is gonna get E.T. E.T. face was swollen. E.T. face was really, really swollen after the reunion. So, let's see. Because she fought with Sapphire, and I think she fought with Big E, is what they were saying on Twitter. So, let's see. And, you know, T and Scotty fight. So, I want to see what's going to happen with that fight. But, sorry. I really want to know. The big question is, what's the problem? What's really the issue? Why is y'all fighting like this? What's really the big issue? Because if it is over a man, I can't. I cannot. I really, really cannot see the reason why y'all would fight over a dude who would literally would get hooked up with anybody. Like, it wouldn't even matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really understand, you know, fighting over somebody like that. You know? And he's married, so why would you wanna, I don't know, why would you want to throw your life away because, okay, he got money, okay, that's cool, whatever, but y'all, like, stars, whatever, like, y'all can get with anybody if y'all want to, so, that's really just me, I don't see how y'all can do that. I mean, that's on y'all, but we'll see what happens next week, because I'm ready. I'm ready to see, you know, ready to see the aftermath. Sorry, I'm trying to think because I'm a little tired. You know, I have a long day tomorrow at work, so I'm kind of feeling the sleepiness now. Should I move it back to Sunday right after the reunion again so we can talk about this? I mean, it's up to y'all. It's really up to y'all. But, we shall see. We shall see. Because I kind of like talking about stuff right after it happens so we can stay fresh and stuff. Because, I mean, Saturday, over the weekend, it's cool and stuff like that. But talking about it right after, I'm kind of digging it. So, if y'all want me to talk about the reunion right after, like on that day, just let me know. If not, I will give y'all maybe a double feature. Like talk about it beforehand on Saturday, and then talk about it after on Sunday. But maybe. But as always, if y'all enjoying the Super Bowl, hope y'all enjoy the Super Bowl. And as always, Sailor P says, I will see you guys next time. Bye.